So, the rich man, he said, brags about his riches. The wise man brags about his knowledge. Huh? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. He said, but if you brag about anything, let this be what you brag about and only what you brag about. That I know him. What that means? I know how to live. I know how to carry myself. I know how to speak. I know how to conduct myself. I know how to believe. I know how to interact, as I said earlier, with people. Jesus had a thorough working knowledge of this because it came from the Spirit of God. People were hurting. People was hungry. They were lost. They were broken. They were separated. They were troubled by demons, evil spirits. He was able to go in and out among them. And he brought answers to them. Release to those that was troubled. You ever had pain in your body? Seemed like there's no relief. You ever had a pain of a broken relationship? Seemed like no way that hurt's going to leave. Have you ever been hungry? Not too many of us in here. did not know where you were going to get the next meal. Jesus knew how to interact and bring into the midst of those peoples and situations God's goodness. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So, when he came to this earth, this is what he came to do, to set things right. Hallelujah. He came to set things right. And you know what? That's why I'm standing here. To remind you that he has set things right. And I go back again. Paul said that I may know him. What do you want to know, Paul? The power of his resurrection. What did he do? What did he do in his resurrection? He destroyed the works of bondage, darkness, evil that was inflicting you and taking you where you didn't want to go and doing in you and through you what you didn't want to happen. I want to know him. The power of his resurrection. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Listen to this. Listen to what the Lord said. When I came into this world as a man, born of a woman, I came into this world, born of a woman. Yes, I was God wrapped in flesh. I was the Son of Man, anointed of God. Who was he? the Son of Man, anointed of God. The first thing I did was to set things right. Aren't you glad? For hurting humanity. Luke 19:10. If y'all could put that up. Luke 19:10. He said, the first thing I did was to set things right. What? For the Son of Man, what? Came not to seek and to save. For the Son of Man is come, to seek and to save that which was lost. I came to set things right. He took on flesh and blood. He had a flesh and blood body. He knew what it was like. He knew what it was like to be inflicted with pain. He fasted how many days? 40 days and 40 nights. I want to ask you a question. Do you think he got a little hungry? So he knew what it was like to be hungry. He knew what it was like to be pain. The Bible says in every way that a man could be tempted, Jesus was tempted. You think he experiencing the pain when they was beating him, when they whipped him with 39 lashes, that they chopped his meat up, his flesh up, and looked like hash meat? Do you think he know anything about pain? Do you think he felt any pain when they drove those spikes in his feet and hand? Do you think he felt any pain when they jabbed that sword in his side and blood and water came? Do you think he know anything about it? Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Do you think he know about any embarrassment, shame? Think he felt they spit in his face? They slapped him? Do you think anything that he knew anything about temptation? He had a chance. What would you do if somebody slapped you in your face? Would you just smile and say, thank you? Spit in your face? What'd you say? That's all right. That's he had an opportunity to get angry. All kind of stuff. But he demonstrated what? Perfect love in suffering. Satan did everything he could to try to make him. He didn't know what he was doing altogether. But he did everything he knew to do to try to make him feel so embarrassed. And humiliated him, but he knew what he was doing. What was he doing? Freeing you and me. I'm getting there. He wants you to know today that the stuff that you are in, the enemy trying to put on you, you've already been set free from it. And this is why Paul said, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. What? Because when I know him and the power of his resurrection, Satan can't do that to me. He may come against me. You can read the life story of Paul in the letters he wrote. He went through all kind of hell. Hello? But did it stop him? Could the devil make him change his mind? Could he make Paul curse God to his face? Can you imagine being put in a prison? It's bad enough to be put in jail, but be thrown into the inner prison and your feet to be made fastened in stock where you can't even move around. At least you're in a jail cell, you can move around. After they had beaten him, do you think when somebody beats you, that it doesn't leave some kind of bruise on you, some kind of pain, that I may know him.